Good evening, listeners. Oh, I've got a little bit of feedback there. It's not ideal. Luckily, Ray's sorting me out. Thank you, Ray. Welcome to Pattern Club. I'm here with Ray and Alex. So the whole three of us are here, although I'm not sure Alex is going to get on the mic. He's just sat there drinking a cup of tea on the sofa at the moment. And we have a special guest in the form of Dave Griffiths, who I will let introduce himself.
Thank you very much. My name's Dave. I'm in Sheffield at the moment working with Alex on his project. And so we've just spent the last couple of days playing with Inca Kipu, which are the knotted string records that they used to as their databases. So they used to store all of their financial information and I think calendar information as well, things like that, as knotted strings. And so we've been playing with them and trying to make sounds with them and make robots move with them as well.
That sounds very Pattern Club all round. That sounds very exciting. And I believe, Dave, you've got some snippets of sound that you want to play us. Mm-hmm. What's up first?
So we have a sonification of a kipu. This was something that Julian Ruherber did with us a few years ago. And so this is turning a lot of the information in a Inca kipu that we don't understand into sounds. So if you're hearing patterns, we don't know what they mean, but you can hear certain repeating things in the noises.
Cool. Take it away, Ray. So we've just been listening to a sonification of a kipu, which is a means of information storage using knotted string. So I'm kind of interested, and I know it was somebody else who put that sonification together, Dave, but I'm kind of interested in how that works and how that was done and what kind of features you were looking to pull out with the sonification.
Yeah, that's a good question. So what we understand about the Inca kipu at the moment is in terms of the knots themselves, which represent different numbers. So they had knots in different positions along the string, and it would be units, tens, thousands. And most of the kipu seem to obey that rule. And you can say, well, these are numbers here. We might not know what they mean. But some of them, and I think this was one that doesn't obey that rule. So they've got knots in all different places, and we don't really know what they mean. And what we were doing in the sonification was to make different sounds out of the things other than the knots, I think. So it was like the spin direction of the ply of the yarn used, or the material that was used. So whether it was a plant-based like a cotton or a sort of what they called alpaca thread, something like that, and the colour as well. So things like that that we don't. They probably meant different categories of things, like what table in the database you were looking at, but we don't know what they mean. So yeah, that was to try and see if there were patterns in that information.
Thank you, that's very interesting. And moving on then, next up you have got some shortwave radio. Am I getting this right? Maybe yeah. I should just let you introduce some shortwave radio pattern sounds that we're going to listen to that apparently are a bit nasty and harsh. So I'll let you introduce those and then we'll give them a listen.
Yeah, so I was asked to bring some music onto this show and it sort of put me into a panic because I... there was nothing there was nothing on my laptop at the time, but I've been kind of interested in this shortwave radio stuff for a while, and it made me kind of wonder why, because I thought that would be kind of interesting to play some sounds. And it's a kind of, so one of the things we've been really interested with the Kipu is the political angle, the political aspect of this and how different cultures are represented in history that's written very much by the West, and kind of looking really at the politics of this. And I think one of the interesting things about shortwave radio is that it also has this political dimension, in that it's a really contested space, in that you'll have countries, military will want to keep bits of the wave band for themselves to broadcast on. And one of the ways that they do this is they literally kind of sit on it and they broadcast really horrible sounds, so no one else will use that frequency. And then, so what you're about to hear is a few of these buzzes that are this kind of, this famous transmission that nobody quite knows what it is, but it's a really harsh noise, and then it will stop every now and again and there'll be these numbers read out. And we also don't know what they mean. So this next track is a very short clip with some of these buzzes and some of this information. Transmission of what we think is a Russian station, and after the war started, there's been a lot of people kind of trying to mess it up and broadcast over the top of it. So this next one is someone transmitting Gangnam Style on top of this message.
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 당신은 따뜻하고 인간적인 여자, 고귀한 자의 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자. 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 낮에는 너무 따뜻하고 사랑해.
Oh, we're back. That was quite a short one. I felt like I actually had something interesting to say about it, and now because we were like panicking and deciding what song to play next, I've actually forgotten. I know what I was going to say. It reminds me a little bit of recently went to an exhibition at the Western Bank Library here in Sheffield. It was a sound installation by an artist named Lorenzo Prati, probably pronouncing his name wrong, so sorry Lorenzo if you're listening, or anyone who knows him, or anyone else who might be offended by that. And it was in the book stacks of the library, and the installation consisted of a number of radio transmitters all transmitting on the same frequency, different bits of found sound and bits of composed sound around the library. And the audience experience was to walk through the library with like a small handheld radio, sort of tuning in and out of the different, and getting the different interference of those different channels tuning in and out. So kind of reminded me a little bit of that. And actually, I think Lorenzo has an installation happening this Friday somewhere at the university. So if you're free and you're in Sheffield, it starts at 6 p.m. Can't remember where it is, but you can Google it and go. Very nice. And I think when me and Alex did the first one of these shows, it was really nice to make little random connections between bits and pieces. I feel like I've done that there. And I will, stop doing that now. So you've got one more track to play us, Dave, is that right? So shall I hand over to you and you can talk a little bit about that and where it's come from?
Yeah, so the last track is a track by Kath Matthews, who is somebody that I've worked with a lot over the years. And what we do together is make music with bikes and kayaks, and we put sensors on them. And her thing is very much about taking electronic music away from its normal context and out onto the streets or out into the sea, and kind of make it a very physical body kind of thing. So I'm really, really excited by that, doing that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to play a track by her. So
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I'm really bad at this. Sorry, listeners. I put the mic back in the holster and then turned it on before I took it out. So we were just listening to Kath Matthews. And yeah, just a really beautiful and enjoyable track, actually. And that was chosen by our guest tonight, who is Dave Griffiths, who has been playing us some shortwave radio sounds and talking a little bit about Kipu, which is an Incan method for encoding information in knotted strings. So we're going to chat a little bit more with Dave now. I'm not a pro interviewer, but I'm going to do my best. And my opening question is, what kind of stuff are you working on at the moment, Dave? And do you want to talk a little bit about your practice and the kind of stuff that you do? Because I know it's very exciting.
Sure, thank you. So as well as working on Alex's project at the moment, we are making, and it sounds quite different, but we're making a computer game which is designed to create a safe space for people to exhibit behaviour during a disease epidemic, because it turns out scientists don't really know very much about how people behave during the pandemic, and they might like to do that now.
Yeah.
So that apparently they use very sort of economic-based models that assume everybody behaves perfectly rationally, which obviously isn't very good. So, yeah, we're working with a researcher at Edinburgh University to try and see if we can make a little game world where you walk around and talk to people and then you find out there's a disease. And we've got to kind of hit the right level. It's not got to be too dramatic, so we're going to have, like, mushrooms growing out of people's heads as a disease.
Yeah, that's nice, because I was gonna kind of follow up to that and say, obviously, anyone playing that game now has got that context of having lived through a recent pandemic. And so, you know, that I guess that goes both ways, right? Because you've got people who are thinking about this kind of stuff and not necessarily reacting like we all reacted at the start of the pandemic in 2020. But yeah, maybe if it's a disease where mushrooms grow out of people's heads, it's probably a bit of a fresh context for them in that. It sounds like a really interesting collaboration. Do you want to talk a little bit more about how that came about and maybe about your kind of approach to collaboration and how you reach out and find these projects?
Yeah, so that's working with Matthew Silk, who was... So yeah, to explain a little bit more about what I do and the company that I run. So I run a little non-profit research organisation. And my background is in sort of computer games and film special effects and stuff like that, and kind of commercial research and development. But my partner, Amber, her background is very different. She comes from the biology. She was studying frog diseases and sort of wildlife epidemiology and stuff like this. So we work together to kind of combine what we do. And so I think I'm right in saying that the researcher on this project was maybe not being taught by Amber, but was doing his PhD at the university when she was working there. So that was very much a connection through that. But yes, basically researchers like working with us because we can find ways of getting people involved in their research that they wouldn't know how to do. So that's kind of what we do.
Nice. I'm kind of interested also by the idea of a sort of, and correct me if this is incorrect, but your organisation is being a kind of non-academic research organisation. And I'm thinking about, you know, the kind of work that Alex does and stuff that maybe sits out slightly outside the academy in that way. And I wonder if you've got anything to say about, like, the ways that does or doesn't allow you to operate similarly or dissimilarly to kind of traditional academic research.
Yeah, so I think in terms of Amber's career, when she was very much, because she was a lecturer, and she kind of got to the point where if she wanted to keep on doing what she was interested in, she'd have to leave and set something weird up to do it. And that was kind of the same with me as well. Like, I had to leave my day job and do something else to sort of recapture what I was actually interested in. And so it's really nice to have Alex come along as well, because we can kind of figure out how we can create a place to do research that's just a bit more humane, I think, than a sort of academic world, which is quite, well, just really difficult to sort of to work in, and just try and find a way of doing that, and try and yeah, sometimes get some funding even to make it work every now and again, and all the sort of tricks that you have to learn to do to do that, and yeah, that's kind of the world that we're muddling through.
Nice, very nice. Interesting to hear about someone doing something alternative in research, because I've worked quite a bit in universities, not in the academic side of things, but I kind of understand a lot of the politics and pain, I think, that academic researchers face. So, yeah, it's really nice to hear that there's another way, and that it can be very fruitful and lead to some exciting collaborations. I think we're going to play some more tunes soon, but I just wondered, is there anything else you wanted to talk about or to share with us, Dave, before you go? I'm putting you on the spot, so it's fine if you say no.
I can't think of my mind, it's just gone blank.
Okay, Dave's mind's just gone blank, so we'll let him return to the sofa and relax and enjoy his cup of tea. And then you'll have myself and Ray mostly playing tunes, but maybe talking a little bit as well, for about the next kind of 25-30 minutes. So we've got a couple of tunes to play now, the first one of which is by an artist called Doom Roost from their album Your Scene, which is a, how to explain it, it's the song is written as though it's a love letter from one sound audio stretching algorithm to another, and it's called Love Warp, and it's really good.
Thank you.
So that was Doom Roost, followed by Flora Ocean Parkin's Hold Hands, Moment in Time, from her recent EP Electric Dreams, Golden Sea. Before I hand over to Ray, I want to give a shout out to Noah, who texted in. Thanks for listening, Noah, you're the best. And just to give myself a little moment of shameless self-promotion, because Noah texted in about the first track, which I forgot to talk about, which was from my sound art collective, Sona, called Strom. And it's from our 2020 installation we did at Sydney Matilda here in Sheffield. So now I'm going to pass over to Ray to talk about some Pattern Club activities. Take it away.
Hello. I've just been lurking in the background here, enjoying the show. I'm just going to play a couple of tracks from some of the artists that are playing at the gig that we are hosting next Friday, which is at Alda at 7:30. I'm looking till 11:30? 12. Till 12. should be fun. There's tickets if you want to look on patternclub.org, I think is our website. You can find some tickets. It's going to be a very fun night. We have Silver Pheasant, which is Lucy and Lizzie, who I'm about to play a track from Lizzie, also known as Digital Selves. We also have Whisper, Liam, whose artist name I can't pronounce. What did you think it was?
Limja.
But maybe Liam can tell us that. +77000 and also Bad Circulation, and also Alex Yaksu will be playing. It should be very fun. I'm excited to do it at Alda. We've never done anything there before, and they've been very nice and lovely, so we're very excited. Now I'm just going to play a track that was, I think, released maybe 1 or 2 years ago on the very good label Shoshankor, run by my friends Blue, Harry and Hazel. This is by Digital Selves, and it is called Eurostar. That was Your Screen by +777000, who, as I said, is one of the people playing next Friday. And yeah, just before that was Digital Selves, who is also playing next Friday. That track we just played is from a compilation of a label, Rocca, which is a lovely label with lots of very lovely people. It's called Sweethearts. You can find it on Bandcamp. Yeah, I think they've done a few little things so far. A very good Boy Lucid release on there as well. Yeah, they're all very nice people. You should listen to them. And I'm going to play another one just before we go from aforementioned Limsa, also of this compilation, Sweethearts. And this one is called MX Telly. But just before we go, Lucy, when is the next radio show?
The next Pattern Club Monday radio show is on the 17th of April, which is actually my birthday. Yay! So we'll be celebrating at the next one. So we'll be having more, not just 10 minutes of tracks by me, but many, many more. Yep, that's something to look forward to, put in your diaries. No, but actually put in your diaries. Our gig next Friday. Please come. It's going to be really, really good. Last track here is from Limsa, who's going to be playing. And it's really, really great.
Nice. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.